Welcome to another episode of TWAT. I am your host, Enigma, and today I will be talking about Helix. Helix is a Linux Live CD that focuses on incident response and computer forensics. Helix is a heavily modified version of Nopix that has some key changes to the way the Live CD behaves to tailor it more to a forensics investigation or a forensic standpoint. Helix will never use swap space found on a system, even if forced. This is due to the fact that if the CD were to use the swap space, it potentially might write over data that you would want to recover. The Helix auto mounter will find the drives automatically and force mount a mount point, but it will also mount these as read-only drives, so you can't potentially delete anything off the drive. Helix sees all the file systems identified by Nopix, ETSI 2, 3, VFAT, and NTFS, plus XFS, Resizer, and JFS. It also has a Windows-side executable environment, as well as a full Linux bootable environment. The Windows side contains about 90 meg of Windows open source tools for interaction with live Windows systems. Some of the tools included on the Windows side are Access Data's Forensics Toolkit, or FTK, which is a suite of tools that includes a imager. You can make images of drives. It's got a hex editor to it. It's also got some type of image recovery, where you can recover data from the images and analyze it. Not as good as Autopsy, but it's interesting to play around with. Also on the Windows side, you have incident response collection reports, first responder evidence disk, first responder utility, and SEC reports. Haven't had a chance to play around with these, but I plan to. On an upcoming TWAT, I might get in more detail with these. An MD5 generator, command shell, which in its description is a forensically sound command shell, rootkit revealer, VNC server, PuTTY SSH, screen capture, a messenger retriever, which retrieves passwords from AIM, Yahoo, and so on and so forth, mail password viewer, recovers your mail passwords, protected storage viewer, and network password viewer. Again, haven't got a chance to play around with these too much. The only one I've tried is the messenger password revealer. Works pretty well on most of the popular ones. Also has registry viewer, IE history viewer, IE cookie viewer, Mozilla cookie viewer. Gives a listing of all the IE histories on the box, i.e. cookies on the box, yada yada yada. And to the Linux side, we have three image making programs, Adepto, Air, and Linen, which is Encase's image acquisition tool. All three work basically the same way. It's just whatever your personal preference is. They make forensic images of drives. Encase image acquisition tool has a little more options to it. That's the one I prefer, but all three do a good job. Then you have two image retrieval programs. They basically analyze your image, and you can do a lot of features with these. These probably will be the ones I talk about when I do upcoming twats on forensics. We have Retriever and Autopsy. I could talk all day about Autopsy. Autopsy is the open source alternative to Encase. It's less hardware intensive than Encase. It does a very good job and has a lot of options. I'll put it in the show notes for where you can get Autopsy. If you don't want to go out and get the Helix toolkit, you can install it on it. Any of these tools you can install on a Linux box, play around with it yourself. There's also a hex editor and a registry viewer on the Linux side as well, plus a ton of command line tools that I won't get into. I just wanted to mention a few. There's chain password, which changes Windows passwords. I don't know how well it works, but it's out there to play around with if you want. OutGuess, it's a steganography detection tool. Two command line DD variants, SDDD and DCFLDD. MacRobber and Wipe, which is secure deletion. There's also two antiviruses, FBrot and ClamAV, along with a bunch of manuals. And that's pretty much it for today. I will be doing more twats on forensics and getting into autopsy and probably some of the Windows tools.
Another day, starting to see.